that can step right up and it'll go right on. And that's the way it's supposed to be. And that doesn't scare me, doesn't harm me, it thrills me. That's where a lot of pastors have fallen. They're afraid somebody might do it better than they do. I'm not afraid of that. I want them to do it better than I do. Because then I've done my job. If they can do it better than I can, then I have done my job, Brother Robert. I have done my job. That's why I've never been fearful about somebody doing it better than I can. I like to do it the best I can. And I don't like to make any mistakes. I don't, but I have. But if someone comes along and does it better than I do, that I have helped train, then I have done my job well. Because they have listened and they have learned. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right, let's move on here now to, I don't know which message, the number we're at here tonight. But we're going to this one. It's found in Ecclesiastes 12, chapter number 8, where I want to begin. Go all the way down to verse number 14. I'm going to do my utmost best not to hold you long because we've already been preaching for 30 minutes. Praise God. You are taking it well. Praise the Lord. I hope you're absorbing it well. There's been some wonderful things that have already been shared here tonight for the strength and the courage of our hearts and of our souls. In Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse number 8, "Vanity of vanities, saith the preacher, all is vanity." I want to stop right here just for a moment. This is the part of your heart that doesn't want to. That we've been testifying about. There's part of me that, no, I didn't want to do it anymore. Vanity of vanity, all is vanity. Everybody's going to have that part of the heart, but it doesn't stop there. And moreover, because the preacher was, there's that word wise. Because the preacher was wise, he still taught the people knowledge. Yea, he gave good heed and sought out and set in order many proverbs. The preacher sought to find out acceptable words, that which was written was upright, even words of truth. The words of the wise are as goads and as nails fastened by the masters of assemblies, which are given from one shepherd. And further, by these, my son, be admonished. Of making many books there is no end, and much study is a weariness of the flesh. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Praise be to our God. You may be seated again tonight. I simply want to preach or have titled this message, Our Duty. Pretty simple title, but yet it really sums it up. Because it is our duty to fear God and to keep His commandments. It is our duty to love God. That's to fear God and keep His commandments is synonymous with loving God with all my heart, all my soul, all my strength, and all my mind. The very first commandment that Jesus Christ said, this is the greatest commandment that you need to hear and you need to get into your heart and into your mind, that it's not a matter of just doing a little, it's a matter of giving it all. It's a matter of having all of God and giving yourself all to God. And here we find that you're going to have that battle. You're going to have that part of your heart that gets wearisome, that thinks it's all in vain, that thinks it's not going to be worth it. What good is it doing? Why, it doesn't seem like anything's happening. All is vanity. But you notice what the Solomon said, the preacher said, moreover, because the preacher was wise. In other words, he didn't listen to that part of his heart. He went on and still taught the people knowledge. And he gave good heed and sought out and set in order many proverbs. And he began to write the words that were upright and words of truth because of the love of God that was poured into his heart. Woo, hallelujah. That Holy Ghost of God pouring into our souls, that newness of heart that Brother Lucas was testifying about and Sister Pepper was testifying about. This is the whole duty of man. This is what the Bible begins to admonish to you and I and speak to you and I as born again believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. You and I have a duty, and that is to fear God and keep His commandments. That is to be filled with the love of God, that we can turn around and love God. You see, our biggest problem in Christianity is we've got people that are trying to love God without being filled with the love of God. And it cannot transpire and it cannot happen because the love that is natural grows weary. The love that is natural wants to give up from time to time. But that love that is poured in from God above, it has power. It has strength. It has wisdom. It has righteousness. It is everything that a child of God is going to need to fulfill the will of God for their lives and to fulfill our duty. Hallelujah. You see, this message has not anything to do with each individual's will in God's plan and work or your position or part in the family of God. This is of the matter for everybody, no matter where you're at, no matter what part you're playing, no matter what you're doing, no matter how old you are, how young you are, it is your duty, it is my duty to fear God and to keep His commandments. Hallelujah. And when we begin to focus in, make that your goal for life, hallelujah, then you're going to become strong, you're going to become powerful, you're going to become mighty, you're going to become Christ-like. Hallelujah. Because you've now got the foremost thing that needs to be done put in the foremost part of your mind. This is why the psalmist David said, create in me a right spirit. Hallelujah. What is that? The right mind frame about fearing God and keeping His commandments. It's not about me being blessed. It's not about me going to heaven. It's not about me. It is about God. Hallelujah. And serving God, it's our duty. The whole duty. In other words, if you think your purpose in life is something besides this, you're not a Christian. Whoa. You're not a Christian. Because every born-again believer knows that's their duty. Hallelujah. Knows that's what they're pursuing in life. You see, really it's simple. And in Brother Timmy's message keeps rolling over in my mind about leaving the chains behind. That's pretty simple, isn't it? Not saying that it was a simple message, but that's what you got to do. We a lot of times we want to make it so complex and so big, and you know, you got to take 12 steps. Leave it behind. And take up what needs to be done. Fear God and keep His commandments. Love God. Ask God to fill you with His love. Whoa, hallelujah. Praise be to our God. I can remember after I got saved and how my life changed, my heart changed, my desires changed. But brothers and sisters, that love did not flow into my heart and into my mind until I was baptized in the Holy Ghost of God. And it was not perfected just because I got baptized in the Holy Ghost of God, but it came in. And when I thought that I really loved God, after I got filled with the Holy Ghost, now I did really love God. I had a love that I'd never had before and a love for God that I'd never had before. Why? Because it was a love of God that had come down and filled my heart, filled my soul, and thus I had a greater capacity to love God, keep His commandments. Hallelujah. And if we're trying to do it outside of the power of the Holy Ghost of God, we are not getting the job done. Because it does not work that way. It does not work that way. Jesus Christ said in John 14:15, if you love me, anybody know, can anybody finish that? We all know it. Hallelujah. If you love me, keep my commandments. And what do? We try to go find another way to love Him. Woo! We try to figure out a different way to love God. How many ways can you figure out how to love God? The charismatics get totally carried away trying to figure out how to love God. Keep His commandments. That's how you love God. Pretty simple, huh? Woo, hallelujah. Leave the chains behind. Know your enemy. Love God. Keep His commandments. What are His commandments? Fear God. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. That's one of them, isn't it? Woo, praise God. Are you getting that one done? Is there anything that comes to your life and involves your life and you put your life into that comes before God? Does God have the final say in your decisions? In what you do? Then you've got God's before Him. Because if you put God first and love God with all your heart and all your soul and all your strength and all your mind, then you're taking every decision directly to Him. Lord, what would you have me to do? Mm-hmm. Wow. Praise God. It's our duty, you know. It's not the preacher's desire. It's not the church's decree and bylaws. It's God's Word. It's the whole duty of man. It's our duty. It's my duty. It's your duty. Hallelujah. How could Brother Shelton keep that ministry going for that long a period of time? It's because of the love of God in his heart and his soul. That love of God, that love for that soul, that one more soul, one more opportunity for a young person to turn from that pathway of destruction to turn to Jesus Christ. And there's hope. Hallelujah. It's just a desire of hope for a young person. It's a desire of hope for those in the Veterans Center. It's that love of God that's in his soul. Hallelujah. Praise be to our God. It's really funny. It's really strange. I'm just going to share this tonight because it's on my mind. Hallelujah. Before Brother Shelton ever came to our church over at Good Hope, he drove by it every day going to work. And the devil did everything he could do to keep Brother Shelton from coming to our church. His mind would fill with snake handlers. Just all kinds of strange, you know, things going on in a little holiness church on the side of a highway. And he just, you know, he'd drive by and think he ought to, but then all those thoughts, nah, there ain't no telling what goes on there. He only lived 2.5 miles from the church. One night in June, in a warm summer evening, he heard something coming across the hills. We's having camp meeting. Open air meeting. And he heard the music and he heard the songs and he heard the preaching and he heard the voice of God. God said, you need to go there. He's been with us ever since. Hallelujah. Praise God. I love it when it happens that way. When you know God said, you need to be there. You need to go there. Hallelujah. Because when God does that, then you have all doubt. Now it's removed. You don't have to worry about it anymore. And you get rooted and grounded, hallelujah, in God's Word and God's house. Hallelujah. And start working the work of the King. It's our duty. Hallelujah. It's our duty. If you love me, keep my commandments. 2 Timothy 1:9. Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. See, this life, this love, was brought by Jesus Christ. See, this is why there's a difference in the child of God. This is why there's a difference in our lives. This is the difference that makes the difference. Brother Jason has preached that. I have preached that. And the message you may have been referring to is let go till you can lay a hold. Hallelujah. That we've preached years ago. Amen. I do have a list of a lot of messages I preached. And it's amazing how many of them people do remember and how many of them they do forget. But anyway, praise God. The ones I thought were good, they forget. And the ones I thought were no good, they remember. But praise God. But that's just God keeping a guy humble. Praise the Lord. But we see it's that life that Jesus Christ brought, that love of God that he began to share abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, Hebrews 2 and 9. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death and crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. This is why we have salvation. This is why we have life. This is why we can have the love of God abiding in our hearts and in our souls. This is why we can make a difference wherever we're at. Hallelujah. I mean, it makes no difference where we're at. We can make a difference where we're at. Hallelujah. Because it is our duty to make a difference where we're at. Hallelujah. I can't go to Carter's grocery store. Hallelujah. But Jonathan goes there quite often. He's got a job there. He doesn't just go to shop. He's got a job there. But he can make a difference right there where he's at, because I can't be there. Robert can't be there. Jason can't be there. The rest of us probably can't be there like he can be there. So God's put him there to make a difference at Carter's grocery store. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, some of us don't have a job. Some of us... I do, praise God. But others, they don't work anywhere. They may be self-employed or a housewife. But you can make a difference everywhere you go. Go to Jiffy Mart, you can make a difference there. Go to Prairie Rose Grill. Notice I'm talking about all the places you go to eat. You can make a difference there. You go to Prairie Rose Grill, make sure you leave a good tip. Because that's how they make most of their money. They don't pay waitresses very well, do they? Anybody been a waitress? Do they pay you real good? No, they don't, do they? Uh-uh. They're depending on your gratuity, your kindness. I remember in Bible Holiness and Convocation many years ago, probably 25 years ago, that somebody got up and preached on giving tips in town during convocation. Because it had become renowned that all the holiness folks didn't leave tips. What kind of difference is that? Hello. You know, you don't want to be greedy, because what you're doing is you're being greedy with what God has blessed you with when you can bless somebody else. Now, I realize some waitresses only get $2, regardless of how much you spent. Anybody know why? Because they didn't do their job. But you got other waitresses or waiters that when you're done with that meal, you give them 5, maybe even 10. Why? Because they did above and beyond the call of duty. Hallelujah. That's another message right there. Praise God. And so we see then, you know, I just make a difference wherever you're at, wherever you go, whatever you're doing. Hallelujah. You make the difference. You set the scene. You show them the fear of God and his commandments in your actions and in your deeds. Hallelujah. That is my duty. That's your duty. We got to get this nonsense out of our minds that Christianity only happens in church. Here we are. You think, well, that ain't in everybody. That was exactly what was in my mind before I ever got saved. You know, Christianity's just when you go to church. You know, one time on Sunday morning. That's all I ever went to church, one time on Sunday morning, unless it was Christmas or Easter, and then they'd have a midweek service on about some special thing. Leading up to Christmas and leading up to Easter, and you'd go on Wednesday night for about an hour. I didn't usually go to those, but a lot of people's mind frame of Christianity is, if I make it there on Sunday morning, I've got it made. That's not Christianity at all. Christianity is you're fearing God and keeping his commandments wherever you're at. If you go to the library, you're fearing God and keeping his commandments. Hallelujah. You go to the library and you find money laying in the floor. Man, you pick it up, look around 3 times, shove it in your pocket, never say a word. Nah, that's not what you do. You find money in the library, you pick it up and you take it to the librarian and say, somebody lost this. I found this in the aisle. And they'll say, well, here's what they'll do when you do that. So, all right, well, I'll put it right here in this drawer, and if nobody comes to claim it within a week, you can have it. And you just got blessed by the Lord because of righteousness. I have encountered Christians who find the money in the grocery store, in the library, and they say, oh, God's blessed me. No, you just robbed somebody. I mean, I realize you're walking down the sidewalk and or you're out in the middle of the road and you find a $20 bill. There is no way you could take it to the police department. But there, you know that it could have came from Claremore, the way the wind blows around here. But what I'm saying, you got to have that love of God flowing in your heart and in your soul that you can make a difference wherever you are, because that will make a difference to someone. I've done that before, church. I've done that in Walmart. Picked up, found money laying in Walmart, took it to the service manager, and she just stood there like, you got to be kidding me. You mean you brought this up here? Well, I said, what else did you expect me to do? She shook her head. She said, ain't nobody brings money they find in Walmart up here, she said. Well, I do. You make a difference wherever you're at. Hallelujah. Because of that love of God, that integrity. See, that love of God is the same as integrity. You just flow with that in your life. Amen. So we find that Jesus Christ was a man of low degree. So we find that the love of God is taking us to a place of a man of low degree. We find that there's a progression from the natural to the spiritual. See, fulfilling our duty is not a one-time, I got it done. I fulfilled my duty. I came to church. Got my duty done. Hallelujah. I'm going to throw this in here. I'm on a roll, and I'll probably just make everybody mad tonight, anybody. Don't be late for church. I realize there are exceptions. I am not a critical individual. But if you just drag around and are lazy and don't get ready soon enough, don't do that anymore. Don't be late for church. I realize sometimes I'm pressed for time. Sometimes I may get caught up working. If you got your own business, sometimes you may be caught up working. I understand when an ox falls in the ditch. But don't use that excuse if he didn't fall and you don't even own an ox. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, I can say my cow fell in the ditch because I own one or two. Hallelujah. But you know, it's the house of God. You're coming to worship. You ought to be so excited you're here early because of that love of God that's flowing in your heart and in your soul. And please, don't misunderstand me. I am not trying to be critical. I understand sometimes things arise, situations arise. Sometimes you can't find your shoes. Sometimes your clothes, you thought. You ironed that shirt, you picked it up, and you see there's a big stain right in the middle of the belly of it where you dropped the gravy on it the night or a week before and it didn't come out with a wash. So you got to go re-iron one. Anybody ever done that besides me? I'm not talking about dropping the gravy. I'm just having to iron a shirt. Praise God. Are you getting the picture? I realize there's exceptions, but it shouldn't be the rule, because our duty is to fear God and to keep His commandments. Hallelujah. And if I'm not mistaken, and we sing about it quite often, He's a on-time God. Woo! Hallelujah. So, you don't like what I just said, you take that up with the Master. Hallelujah. I mean, we got a progression going on. John 16:7, and I'm trying to hurry through this, but nevertheless, I tell you the truth. I could stop right there, but I'm not. It is expedient for you that I go away, for if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send Him unto you. Luke 17:21, it says, neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Wow. Did you catch that? The kingdom of God, the glory, the power, the majesty, the reality is in you. What is that? That's that love of God That's that Holy Ghost of God. That's Jesus Christ living in us by the Spirit of God, making Him more real than every circumstance we face, every trial we face. If Jesus Christ is more real than your situation, you're going to have faith or unbelief. Woo! Hallelujah. That personal relationship with Jesus Christ, that fulfilling that duty, fearing God and keeping His commandments, is actually the love of God being fulfilled in my life, in your life. Hallelujah. And I realize sometimes it's hard. Why? Well, because there's that old heart and there's that new heart. Hallelujah. There's that old man and there's that new man. The only way that new man is going to be more than a conqueror is if that love of God keeps flowing from above. That Spirit of God keeps flowing from above. That Holy Ghost of God keeps moving me up the ladder. How many in here has ever climbed the ladder? Raise your hand. Yeah. My mind immediately goes when she started talking about the ladder, is putting that ladder up against that wall out there just outside my office and going up top of this roof and checking out air conditioners and leaks in the roof and things like that. And that, you know, I mean, that's almost, you know, that's more than one step. That's more than two steps. That's more than a 5-foot ladder. I don't know how tall that roof is there. And we found the lowest spot. We try to climb up, but it's one step. When you get older, you climb a ladder like this.
Reach up, step up, no boat.
You're still going higher. Step up, spring both up. That's another one. Now, when you're feeling really good when you're old, it's like this. When you're young, it's supposed to be like that. But I've watched some of these young ones go one, both up, one. And the ladder's shaking. And you're holding it still. Because they're scared of heights. Hallelujah. Don't be scared of heights with God. The higher you go with God, the braver you'll become. Praise God. Hallelujah. But the kingdom of God, where's it at? It's within us. Hallelujah. It's not just in heaven. It's not just in the house of God. It is in us. Hallelujah. If the kingdom of God's in us, then how in the world can we not be making a difference in this kingdom that's around us? That's why the Bible says, greater is He that is within us than he that is within the world, or that old man, if you will. Praise God. Hallelujah. John 14:12. This is my last scripture I'm going to share tonight. But I'm sorry, it is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 verses long. Oh man, we're going to be here for another hour. John 14:12. Verily, verily. Does anybody know what verily, verily means? Truly. I really mean it. Pay attention. Big time. Now. Woo, hello. Verily, verily. I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. You realize a lot of people take that and they want to use that for materialistic things and materialistic gain and just all kinds of worldly things. When the whole context of this scripture is fearing God and keeping His commandments. You ask God to help you overcome, He's going to do it. You ask God to give you boldness, He's going to do it. Hallelujah. You ask God to make you more than a conqueror, He's going to do it. Hallelujah. You ask God to make you rich and you just asked amiss. You get in the picture? Fear God. It's our duty. If you love me, this is John 14:15. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father. He shall give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. How long's that? Just as long as I need it. Forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. If you're not filled with the Holy Ghost yet, it's because you'd rather have the world than you'd have God. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not. What that is unbelief. Fear, doubt, and unbelief. That's not of God. That's how the world is. And so if I'm wanting the Spirit of God, then I'm going to have to move up the rung of the ladder called faith. And I'm going to have to desire God more than I desire things I want. I can remember, and sometimes it's a struggle and it's a battle learning where that line's at of what is really hindering me from climbing up another rung. There's something I'm not letting go of. Leave those chains behind. See, there's something I'm not letting go of. There's something I'm not pressing forward to. And this is what I have found over the course now of almost 36 years, I think that's right, of salvation, that a lot of people like to make a lot of excuses for why they're not filled with the Holy Ghost. But there's really only one excuse. You don't want to be. That is the only excuse of not being filled with the Holy Ghost. Because the Bible says if you don't understand, ask God, and he'll give you understanding. And the Bible says that if you're afraid, ask God, and he'll give you courage. Are you getting the picture? Well, we just read it here. Ask in my name, and I will do it. Jesus said, I'm not like the world. You know, if you ask for the Holy Ghost, I'm going to give you the Holy Ghost. I'm not going to give you a serpent. I'm not going to give you something you didn't ask for. I'm going to give you exactly what you asked for. And so the reality is, if I'm not filled with the Spirit of God, there's something I'm not letting go of that I can go up the ladder. And it sometimes it can be some of the strangest things. But the thing is, I got to let go of it and go up the ladder. So I can be filled with that love of God, so that I can love God like he commands me to love him. If you love me, keep my commandments. You see, the only hindrance to keeping the commandments of God is the old man. It's not the new man. It's not the power of God that keeps me from loving God. It's not the power of God that keeps me from doing the commandments of God. It's not the Holy Ghost that keeps me bound in chains. No, it's me. It's my hand. I mean, you know, that's a pretty big hand right here. And I could come down here. And I could come over here. I grab a hold of Titus. There ain't no way in the world he can get away from me. He can try and try and try, but he'll never get away from me. Because I am way bigger than he is, stronger than he is, and I got a grip way past what he can break. And it's really strong right now because I've been shoveling dirt for the last 3 days. He was with me yesterday. But see, if I want free from Titus, it's not a matter of Titus now being free from me. It's, do I want free from Titus? Because I'm the one that's got hold of him.
Do I want free from him?
If I want free from him, then I got to let go. You see, otherwise, I'd be right there and I'd be bound to him. Until I let go of him. Oh, Timmy, that was a wonderful message. Praise God. Hallelujah. Our duty is the joy of our salvation. The love of God flowing in our hearts and our souls is the joy of our salvation. How many realize that when you are happy, it is so much easier to do things you don't even like to do? Oh, yeah. Whoa. I mean, we're back to it. Yeah, there's part of me. I didn't want to do it. But then there was part of me, I couldn't stop from doing it. What was that joy, that happiness, that peace, that power? Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost. I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth. World cannot receive it, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him. That presence, that love of God, that peace that passeth all understanding, that's able to keep my heart and my mind, create a clean heart in me, O God, and renew a right spirit in me, O God. Hallelujah. That's that peace of God. That's that love of God. That's the Holy Ghost of God working the wonderful works of God in me as a believer, in you as a believer. This is the whole reason Jesus Christ died on Calvary. That you and I could have our sins, our past sins, washed away. We be set in a right standing with God so he could fill us with his Holy Ghost. Woo. That is the whole reason Jesus Christ died on Calvary. That's what he said right here. The Comforter will come. He's the one that's going to share with you. He's the Spirit of truth. Hallelujah. And the world can't receive him because it doesn't see him and it doesn't know him, because there's no faith in their hearts and in their minds, until someone comes along fulfilling their duty and making a difference where they're at. Stand with me. God of heaven, Lord, we praise your holy name. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, for the Spirit of God. Lord, truly we are a blessed people. Hallelujah. Lord, freely you have given unto us. Freely we have your word available, and freely you move with your Spirit in this house, in our homes, in our lives. And God of heaven, we are truly blessed, Lord, by this. But God, you are taking us to places, Lord, that we have not been yet before. You are encouraging our hearts to climb that ladder of faith. You are moving even tonight in this service, Lord, through these songs, through these testimonies, through these words, through this message, through the messages throughout these weeks, oh God. You are moving us higher. You are moving us closer. You are pressing us towards that perfect will of God, that fearing God and keeping his commandments, that being full of the love of God, being full of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Loving God with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our strength, all of our mind. Oh, God of heaven, we praise you. We praise you. We praise you. We praise you. Hallelujah. 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 Praise be to our God. I want to open up these altars here tonight. Hallelujah. And I want us to come. If you've got a desire to go up that ladder of faith here tonight, I want you to come. And I want you to just stand across the front here tonight. Hallelujah. And if you've got that desire to go up that ladder of faith, I want you to come and just begin to stand here. Hallelujah. And I want you to let your request be made known unto God. Just lift your voice. Just lift your hands and let your request be made known unto God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to his name. God of heaven. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I feel you calling me, Lord, higher. I feel you calling me closer. I feel you speaking to my heart, speaking to my soul. Oh, God, hallelujah. What love you have for us. What love you have for this world. But you're needing somebody that will make a difference in this world. Lord, we're coming here tonight before these altars. Lord, and we're saying, here am I, God. Use me. Here am I, Lord. Let me make that difference. Here am I, God. Fill me with your Holy Ghost. Fill me with your love. Fill me with your power. Hallelujah. Fill me with your wisdom, Lord. Hallelujah. As I walk in this world, oh, as I paddle in this world, but I'm not of this world, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, strengthen us tonight, Lord. We just want to be a soldier in the army of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, not my will, but thy will be done. Oh, God, not my will, but thy will be done. Lord, more than a stirring in my heart, more than a stirring in my soul. But Lord, I want to take that step tonight, God. I want to take that step of faith tonight, God. Hallelujah. I want to let go. I want to let go. Hallelujah. Oh, that I can lay a hold, Lord God, of that glorious kingdom. Lord, let it abide within me, God.